B-E-N-C.
They call that thing vagina. Some belong to virgins. They're really tight and strong. But big or small, I love them all. That's why I sing my song.
Vagina, man. I haven't seen a vagina in about a virginian years. Yeah, it's been a long, long time I ain't seen one of those things. Anyway, we're still talking about the Oz Show, the Dr. Oz Show. Now, you know, like we said earlier, you know, I mean, if you missed yesterday's show, it was very interesting because, you know, I mean, I learned a lot. I didn't know vaginas fall asleep, just like I didn't know, you know, many, many other things. And he's a pretty knowledgeable guy, that Dr. Oz, you know. I think Dr. Phil better be careful, you know, because Dr. Oz is doing pretty good on the ratings. Anyway, you know, yesterday's show was the question that Dr. Oz posed, or the name of his show yesterday was... am I normal, you know? So, and he had these guests on that were coming on asking these questions because they had these problems, you know, these personal problems that they were embarrassed to talk about, you know. So they went behind like a silhouette type of glass where no one can make out who they are, what they look like, you know. And they were posing some really, really, you know, interesting questions. Like this one woman, she claims she sits behind a computer all day long. You know, I don't know, maybe on her job or something like that. And her vagina falls asleep. Yeah, listen to what, listen to the question she asked Dr. Oz yesterday.
Go ahead, what's your question?
Hi, Dr. Oz. I sit mostly all day in front of a computer and on the phone, and I realized recently my vagina falls asleep, just like a hand or a foot or your leg would. Am I normal?
Oh, my goodness, it's time to wake up, you sleeping person. Yes,
yeah, time to wake it up, man. Wake up that vagina. Yeah, wake it up. Put it to some use, ladies. You know, give me some. So is it normal? Is it normal? Is it normal that vaginas fall asleep? Well, I know what the answer is because I saw the show. But if you want to see what the answer is, you'll have to go to DrOz.com and find out for yourself. Is it normal? You know, there was this other woman on the show. She also posed a question, you know, about her rectum. You know, and listen to the question she posed.
Up next, behind our screen is Kathy. Kathy, what's your question?
Hi, Dr. Oz. About 10 years ago, I started getting an excruciating pain in my rectum. It lasts anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes, happens 2 to 5 times a month, often wakes me up from a sleep. It's a horrible pain. Am I normal?
Ouch. Just the thought of rectal pain gives me pain. Yeah, you know. Man. So do you think it's normal? Do you think it's normal to have rectal pain in the middle of the night? Well, you could be having a nightmare. You could be thinking of little people, you know, these little midgets crawling up your ass in the middle of the night. I don't know. Or maybe your hubby is, you know, doing his thing in the middle of the night. Who knows? But if you really want to find out, go over to DrOz.com. Okay, I'll put a link and check it out. See it for yourself, and you can see if these things are normal or not. You can also find out if you're normal or not. All right, man. This is your friend Benz. Talk to you guys tomorrow morning. Until we meet again, my friend.